Well, shalom, and welcome to the third hour of 3 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 373. We're going to listen to edition number four, the fourth program of eight programs that were produced by Professor Howard Rothman in 1993 in Florida. We're going to be hearing The World of European Jewry. I've been getting some nice feedback about these recordings, and always interested in your reactions. So let's get right to this fourth edition of the series.
Welcome to Songs of a People, a survey of Jewish music coming to you on WUFT-FM and sponsored by the B'nai B'rith Hillel Foundation of Gainesville, the North American Jewish Students Appeal, and Classic 89. Tonight's program looks at the world of European Jewry. Irving Howe in World of Our Fathers describes the year 1881 as being as decisive a turning point in Jewish history as were the years 72 AD when the legions of Rome destroyed the Temple in Jerusalem, and 1492 when the Jews were expelled from Spain. In 1881, Alexander II, Tsar of Russia, was assassinated. Alexander II was relatively good to the Jews. He allowed some of them to attend universities, reduced the period of army service for Jews from an indefinite one to a mere 5 years, and permitted Jewish businessmen to travel to parts of Russia that were previously denied to them. His successor, Alexander III, was not so kindly disposed towards his Jewish subjects, most of whom lived in the Pale of Settlement, an area of about 386,000 square miles between the Baltic and Black Seas. With liberalism dwindling and pogroms increasing, Jewish immigration to America began in earnest and in large numbers. The heartache, misery, and trauma of leaving one's home and family to journey to a strange land with a strange language were enormous. Although Jews in the diaspora lived in ghettos under conditions of extreme social and economic deprivation and were prevented from realizing their potentials in the professions, business, and the arts, they still were part of a rich culture that stressed scholarship as a means of establishing a relationship with God and utilized Yiddish as the lingua franca for secular cultural purposes. The comfort, the support of these relationships were traumatically severed in the transition to the New World. During the past three programs, you have heard many songs sung in Yiddish, so a few words about Yiddish are in order. Yiddish has been called the Robin Hood of languages. It steals from the linguistically rich to give to the linguistically poor. Derived from medieval German, Yiddish culture developed a rich and vast literature. It wasn't a pure language because it incorporated many words and idioms indigenous to the different regions that Jews lived in throughout Europe. Leo Rosten, who has written many novels and several books on Yiddish, once said that a language is a dialect that has an army and a navy. Yiddish, however, has had only ardent practitioners and sentimental protectors. He also observed that Yiddish is the only language on earth that was never spoken by men in power. It is a tongue-in-cheek language. Due to the paradoxes of life's injustices, Yiddish developed an extraordinary range of observational nuances and psychological subtleties, sentiments, and sarcasms. It is said that Yiddish incorporates the essence of a life which is distinctive and like no other. This observation reminds me of a story that is alleged to have taken place on a bus traveling the streets of Tel Aviv. A mother is talking in Yiddish to her son, and the son keeps answering her in Hebrew. The mother repeatedly admonishes her son by telling him to talk in Yiddish. A stranger sitting nearby finally asks the mother why she insists on her son speaking Yiddish. The mother scornfully replies, "So he won't forget that he's a Jew." Such is the power of Yiddish. In the culture of European Jewry, the father may not have been the primary economic provider, but he was definitely the head of the house, revered and honored. The mother was turned to for comfort and emotional satisfaction. This relationship provided balance and stability to a family, and this balance, this stability, often did not survive the strains of beginning a new life in America. Is it any wonder, then, that the newly arrived immigrants look back with nostalgia and fondness to the good old days in the old country? This may seem paradoxical, but although life was harsh and mean in the old countries, it was at the same time very rich and self-supporting. This nostalgic view of the old country increased after the reality of the Holocaust, which destroyed a civilization, a culture that had existed and flourished for 1,000 years. This program, The World of European Jewry, will present music that portrays the happiness and the heartbreak of looking back to what once was and will never be again. The social center of the European Jew was the shtetl, the small Jewish town or hamlet nestled in the crevices of a backward agricultural economy where Jews, often prohibited from owning land, had to live by trading, by artisanship, and by their wits. Our first song, Romania, Romania, a nostalgic view of a community that, more often than not, was overtly hostile to the Jews. There was once a land, a sweet one, a beautiful one, a fine one. To live there was a pleasure. Whatever your heart desired, you could get, a mamaliga, a pastramala, a carnazzola, and a glass of wine. No worries, the best dainties, wine, more wine, nothing could be better. Irene Lebedev, a star of the Yiddish stage in America of the 20s and 30s, sings. A second nostalgic look back to the old country, Belz, mein Städtele Belz. Oh, Belz, my little town, Belz, my home where I spent my childhood. Every Sabbath I would go to synagogue with my family. How sweet are the memories. The Barry sisters sing.
Γυμνάμω λαλάντα ζήσε ασχένε. Εχ, ρουμίνιε, 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 ρουμίνιε. Γυμνάμω λαλάντα ζήσε αφάινε. Δόρτσου βάινε νησα φέργι νίγι, βούτους χάρτζι λιτρικές του κρίγι. Αμάμα λίγελε, απαστρώμελε, ακαρνάσελε, να γλέιζελε βάινα. Ein Rumänien ist doch hier, trink in deines Wissenni, Wein trinkt man nie, aber auch mit Vorbeiß mit Katschkowau. Heidige, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, Heidige, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, Heidige, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, Heidige, die Gedamm, die Gedamm. Ein Rumänien ist doch hier, trink in Sorgen, weiß man nicht, Wein trinkt man spät, dann spät und mit Vorbeiß der Kastrowef. Heidige, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, Heidige, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, Heidige, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, Heidige, die Gedamm, die Gedamm, die Gedamm. Oi, ich wald ich wer mich schien, ich lieb nur bringe Mama Lee, ich tanze Freitag bis der Stelle, wenn ich es am Bad Lagelle zimma, kein Illi Tam, zimma, kein Illi Tam, zimma, kein Illi Tam, zimma, kein Illi Tam, hei, ich bin da, ma kai, ich muss besser gerne sein, hei, ich will die Nieden, ich nach, nun bin ich wein. Die Rumänen trinken Wein und essen Mama Liege. Und wer sich kies dein Egen war, jener ist mich hier gehabt. Zemza, Tahili Dam, Bumbu, Tahili Dam, Zing, Zing, Tahili Dam, Papa, Tahili Dam. Ei, Sizama, Kai, ich muss besser gerne sein. Ei, ihr Fergen, Egen ist dort, Rumänisch weit. Hey! In Witzekischen ist am Moid, wenn sie sagen, sechzen, wenn der Kisch dann alte Moid hebt sie uns zu krächzen, sechs, dann will die Tam, sechs, sechs, der will die Tam, sechs. Ei, es ist am Machai, was besser kann es sein, ein Vergnügen ist nur mit Tschutscha.
Mein Heim, alle Wien, meine Kinder, Schejuren verbracht. Bets, mein Städtele Bets, in Ruhe im Stiebelech mit alle Kinder lech dort gelacht. Bei jeden Schabbis pfleg ich laufen dort mit der Trinne gleich, sitzen hinter dem grünen Bäumele. Leine bei dem Tag mein Städtele Bett, mein Heimel, wie ich hab die schöne Chaläume sassah. Laufen dort mit der Trinne gleich, sitzen hinter dem grünen Bäumele. Leinen bei dem Teich, Bäumele, mein Heimel, Bäumele, steht an der Wind. Meine Kinder, sie Juren verbracht. Mein Städtele Bets, mein Städtele
We've just heard Aaron Lebedev singing Romania, Romania, and the Barry sisters singing Belz, mein Städtele Belz. Within the shtetl, the synagogue and the rabbi's court, his home, served as a gathering place for social and spiritual renewal. We'll hear three songs that evoke a special feeling for this milieu. First, we'll hear a Chazanoif Shabbos, a cantor for the Sabbath. Fairly often, a cantor would be invited to a town to officiate at the Sabbath services. There arrived in the little shtetl a chazan to daven, or officiate, lead the prayers, for the Sabbath. The leading townsmen came, the tailor, the blacksmith, and the coachman. Each described the cantor singing from their own perspective. Remarked the tailor, oh, how he could daven, as though one were to take a stitch with a needle and a stroke with the iron. The smith, oh, how he davened, as though one were to give a slam with a hammer and a blast with the bellows. The coachman, as though one were to give a pull on the reins and a crack of the whip. Oh, is he a cantor. Oh, how he could daven. Next we'll hear Lomer Ala Zingen, Let's All Sing, a song which compares the Sabbath delights of the rich and the poor. Let's all sing a little song about bread, meat, and fish, and all delicacies. Tell me, dear Rebbe, what is bread? To the rich, bread is a white roll. To the poor beggars, it is a dry crust, Nebuch, alas. Tell me, dear Rebbe, what is meat? To the rich, meat is roast duckling, but to the poor beggars, meat is lung and liver stew, Nebuch. To the rich, fish is a freshly caught carp, but to the poor beggars, the paupers, it is a soaked-out little herring, Nebuch, and so on. Both these songs are performed by the cantor Mordechai Hirschman. Finally, in this group, we'll hear the Rebbe Eli Melech, the Rabbi Eli Melech. When the Rebbe Elimelech felt like being merry, he took off his tefillin, his phylacteries, and put on his glasses and sent for the two fiddlers. And the fiddling fiddlers fiddled in a fiddling way. And as the Rebbe Elimelech felt happier still, he took off his robe and put on his hat and called for his two cymbalinists. And when he became ecstatic, he sent for his two drummers, and they drummed away. Sort of a Yiddish old King Cole. We'll hear Theodor Bikel.
In a klein shtetle daven er a shabbat daven er a shabbat zenen gikumen im herrn dreichen se bali bati fun dem shtetle dreichen se bali bati fun dem shtetle
Oh, Schick noch die Fiebers, die zwei. Und nas die fiddle fiddler sobn fiddle dicke fiddle hobn und nas die fiddle fiddler sobn fiddle dicke fiddle Oy unas der Rebbe li meile is geworn noch mehr freile is geworn noch mehr freile heili meile hot er is geton dem kittel un hot on geton dem hittel un hot geschickt noch di zimblers di zwei Und nas di zimbul di ke zimbul sabn zimbul di ke zimbul sabn zimbul di ke zimbul sabn zay Und nas di zimbul di ke zimbul sabn zimbul di ke zimbul sabn zimbul di ke zimbul sabn zay Hoy nas der rebe ili meile Is geworn gur gur freile Is geworn gur gur freile heili meile Hot sich gemacht aber do wo 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 le Und hat geschickt triffen dem Schames nach Tolle Und hat geschickt noch die Peiklers die zwei Nas di peikel dicke peikel schoben, peikel dicke peikel toben, peikel dicke peikel toben sei. Und nas di peikel dicke peikel schoben, peikel dicke peikel toben, peikel dicke peikel toben sei. Und nas di zimbel dicke fiedler schoben, peikel dicke zimbel toben, fiedel dicke peikel toben sei. Und nas di hoben, hoben, hoben sei.
We've just heard Mordechai Hirschman singing Achazon of Shabbos and Lomar Alazingen, and then Theodor Bekel singing Der Rebbe Elimelech. The next three songs present two different views of life in the old country. First, Reisele, one of the most popular love songs by the poet Mordechai Gevertik, who was killed in the Holocaust. In a quiet street, in the attic of a little house, lives my dear Reisele. Every evening I walk in front of her house, whistle and call to her to come out. A window opens. It awakens the entire house and Reisele's sweet voice is heard. Wait a little, my beloved. I shall soon be ready. Walk around a little more. Cheerfully I walk, singing and cracking nuts. I hear the sound from the stairs. It is her little feet tapping down the steps. I embrace her and kiss her on the head and say, Come. I want to beg you, Dovidel, little David, not to whistle anymore. My mother is pious. It offends her. Whistling, she says, is not Jewish. Just give me a signal in Yiddish. I won't whistle anymore. I will even become pious, my virtuous one. If you wish, Reisele, I will be as pious as your mother and go every Sabbath to the synagogue. I believe you, my beloved, and I will embroider a bag for your tefillin with the Star of David. The next song, also by Mordechai Gevertik, Es Brennt. It's burning. Our small little town is burning, brothers. Everything is burning, and you stand by and look on with folded arms. You stand and look on passively while our town is burning. The moment is at hand when, God forbid, our town along with all of us will be burned to ashes by the flames, and only bare black walls will remain. Our town is burning, and only you can save it. Extinguish the fire with your blood if you must. Don't just stand there, brothers, with arms folded. Put out the fire. Our town is burning. Brothers stands for the brotherhood of man, the community, the neighbors, and of course, they just stood there, and the town with its inhabitants, the 6 million Jews, were destroyed. Netanya Davrat sings both of these songs. Next, Wo ist das Gessele? Where is the little street? One of the most moving songs describing the attempt to journey back in time. Where is the little street? Where is the house? Where is the youth I used to love? There is the young girl that I used to love. There is the lake, the little village, the shul, the synagogue. I go into the house. My pain is great. Everything is there, but only in my dreams. It's really not there anymore. Not even the feeling is there anymore. The youth, the girl, it's all dead. To a waltz melody, the protagonist realizes that one cannot go back. It has all been destroyed. Jan Pierce will sing.
Steht sich dort in Gessele, still war Tracht Eisele, grüne Neuf bei dem Stiebel wohnt mein Teier Reisele. Jeden Abend vor dem Eisel drehle sich herum, gib a Pfeif und ruf aus Reisel, kum, kum, kum. Sich am Fenster, es wacht im ganze Eisele, und es klingt in stillem Gessel, als es kommt, Reisele. Noch eine Weile wart mein Lieber, bald will ich sein frei, dreh sich nur ein paar Mal, Lieber, eins, zwei, drei. Geh ich mir a Freilach her, geh und knack mir Lieselach, her ich auf die Treppach springen, ihre trobene Wieselach. Scheuner Rob von letzten Treppach, nimm sie lieber gib ihr still an
thank you.
heiß, brachen unsere Blosen, starker noch die wilde Flammen, als er uns und brennt. Und er steht und guckt aus Häuschen mit verlegten Händen. Und er steht und guckt aus Häuschen und er steht und brennt. Es brennt, Brüder, unser Rohr im Städtel Nebel brennt. S'oben scheuen die Feierzungen, das ganze Städtel eingeschlungen, und die Weisen in Kutschen, unser Städtel brennt. Und der Städtel guckt das Häuschen mit verlebten Händen. Und er steht und guckt das Häuschen, unser Städtel.
Oh, weltiges Gras, als is geblieben nach Hohen der Bleus, nicht nur mehr des
just heard Natanya Davrat singing Rezala and S. Brent, and then Jan Pierce singing Wo ist das Gesala. Three more songs in our next group. The first two are found in the prayer book. First, Ani Ma'amin, I believe, the 12th of the 13 principles of faith in which Moses Maimonides summed up his religious philosophy. I believe with complete faith in the coming of the Messiah, and although he may tarry, I will wait for his coming. This song was sung by Jews as they were led to the gas chambers. I first heard it as a youngster, sung by a concentration camp survivor with numbers clearly visible on her arm. Emma Shaver will sing. Next, Kel Mole Rachamim, God full of compassion, is a memorial prayer for the dead. This version is a memorial to the victims of Nazi atrocities. O God full of compassion who dwells on high, grant proper rest on the wings of the divine presence. In the lofty levels of the holy and pure ones who shine like the glow of the firmament, remember our brothers and sisters, the children of Israel, who fell at the hands of the murderers, who spilled their blood at Auschwitz, Majdanek, and Treblinka. They were murdered, gassed, and burned with the utmost cruelty for the sanctification of your name. Therefore we, their sons and daughters, will give to charity in remembrance of their souls. May their resting place be in the Garden of Eden, and may their souls be bound in the bonds of life. May they rest in peace in their resting places, and let us say, Amen. Cantor Leo Roth will sing, accompanied by the Leipzig Synagogue Choir and the Leipzig Radio Symphony Orchestra. The last song in this group, V'ahin Soll ich Gehen, Tell Me Where Can I Go, is a song that became very popular immediately after the Holocaust because it so perfectly expressed the despair of Holocaust survivors who found themselves in DP camps with no place to go, with no country willing to take them in. It expressed their longing for a permanent home, a haven where they could once more proudly stand. This record, an old and scratchy 78, is sung by Leo Fuld in Yiddish and English, so requires no translation.
Thank you. als wir ein soll nicht gehen, heißt, wenn sie bleiben stehen. Ach, je, tell me, where can I go? There's no place I can see. Where to go, where to go? Every door is closed for me. To the left, to the right, it's the same in every land. There is nowhere to go, and it's me who should know. Won't you please understand? Now I know where to go, where my folks proudly stand. Let me go, let me go, that precious promised land. No more left, no more right. Lift your head and see the light. I am proud, can't you see? For at last I am free. No more wandering for me.
We've heard Ani Mamin sung by Emma Shaver, Cantor Leo Roth singing Kael Mele Rachamim, and V'ahin Zolich Gein sung by Leo Fuld, and you may have recognized this tune as the theme for this program. Finally, to end this program, a happy nostalgic view of Der Alte Zigeuner, the old gypsy. There on a hill under the open sky, far from the bustling noise of the city, stands a solitary hut. An old gypsy lives there. There you can hear his sweet crying melodies. When you first hear it, it seems simple, almost naive. But you have no idea how deeply it is touching your soul. You get a thirst for life and all of its sweetness. So play your violin. Play a gypsy song. Life is to be lived.
Auf a Bergale hinter dem freien Himmel, weit in dem raschigen Stutzgipfel, steht doch a Hackale allein auf dem Mord. An alter Zigeuner wohnt dort. Doch Peine, der süße, wo's weinen in mein Ohr. Wenn auf sein Fiedel vergeht, doch der alter Zigeuner. Mit sein ganzen Feuer in Brenn, wo's nur a Zigeuner kennt.
Leaving in a tiny shop. Her Dein Spiel zieht sein grünen Hals gitterbricht. Dem sein Fiedel der Klang, der weckt dein schönes Verlangen. Dein Blitz, es kocht und es sieht, sein Fiedel und weint er sieht. Nimmt in dem den Schweden, es blitzt doch nur zum Leben.
Gypsy, performed by the Klezmer Conservatory Band. This is Howard Rothman, hoping you've enjoyed this program. If you have any comments concerning this program, please send them to Classic 89, 2206 Weimer Hall, University of Florida, 32611. You've been listening to Songs of a People on Classic 89, WUFT-FM, in Gainesville, Florida.